South Africa's relentless fight against rhino poaching in the Kruger Park and other national parks saw a decline in poaching numbers across the country. In 2022, 124 rhino were killed in the Kruger Park. No rhino were poached in any other national park. The number of rhino poached in Kruger represents a 40% decrease compared to the same period last year. Unfortunately, the poaching threat has shifted to KwaZulu-Natal, which lost 244 rhino last year. Of these, 228 were killed in provincial parks and 16 in privately owned areas. The Hluhluwe Umfolozi Park was specifically targeted. In total, across the country, private rhino owners lost 86 rhino. The number of rhino killed in the past year represents a very slight decline of 3 compared to the 451 killed last year. Now, the steady decline in rhino poaching in national parks is related to the relentless war that has been waged by our fearsome anti-poaching machinery, as well as a comprehensive dehorning program. This year's outcome shows that collaboration between conservation authorities, the South African police services, revenue authorities, and international agencies works. We believe that if our provincial counterparts in KwaZulu-Natal follow our model, they will be able to significantly curb rhino poaching in their parks before it is too late. In 2022, a number of successful arrests and prosecutions were recorded, adding weight to the integrated work of the law enforcement agencies. And this includes the South African Police Services, the Hawks, our Sandparks Rangers, the Environmental Enforcement Fusion Center, our Green Scorpions, customs officials, provincial park authorities, and of course, the National Prosecuting Authority. A total of 132 arrests were effected for direct rhino poaching, 23 in the Skukuza area, 49 in KwaZulu-Natal, and the balance in Limpopo. The recent focus on money laundering and international cooperation with other law enforcement authorities saw the arrest of 26 rhino horn traffickers and 13 persons for money laundering and bribing of rangers. To support the anti-poaching efforts of our counterparts in KwaZulu-Natal, special interventions were introduced in collaboration with ourselves, non-governmental organizations, and the South African Police Services. And this resulted in 4 key arrests of syndicate members who we know have been involved in poaching elsewhere in the country. These agencies will continue to collaborate this year. The work of our department's Environmental Enforcement Fusion Center enables authorities to track information pertaining to wildlife crime at a national level and to understand trends and changing modus operandi while supporting the investigative and tactical teams. During 2022, we are very pleased to announce that the NPA established a Director of Public Prosecutions Environmental Working Group. And the purpose of this group is to foster collaboration between the provinces working on wildlife trafficking cases, and it also helps identify repeat offenders moving around the country. As part of continued efforts to ensure the survival of the rhino species, Sanparks is in the process of identifying suitable safe habitat across South Africa for the introduction of new rhino communities.